professionals to your home.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Earthquake toll tops 4,300. Nepal rescue and relief efforts are picking up pace, but also encountering steep problems in distributing aid in the devastated country in the high Himalayas. Anjana Pashrisha reports from New Delhi.
Relief material and rescue teams have lined up to help tens of thousands of Nepalese in desperate need of food, shelter and medical help. But much of it has yet to reach those in need. The head of communications at the International Committee of the Red Cross in Kathmandu, Krishna Prasad Chalise, tells VOA.
They're coming up with the manpower and the relief items. And these items are in the airport, but it has not reached to the people.
The entry point for Nepal is via Kathmandu, but the small airport is unable to cope with either the rush of people, equipment and material coming in, or with foreign nationals clamoring to leave the shattered country. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
National Guard troops have been deployed across the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, as authorities attempt to restore order a day after riots broke out following the funeral of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died from injuries sustained while in police custody earlier this month. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan declared a state of emergency in Baltimore, and public schools in the city are closed Tuesday. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has declared a week-long nighttime curfew. At a press gathering in Washington with Japanese Prime Minister Abe, President Obama made clear his opinion of what had happened. You are listening to the Voice of America, coming to you from Washington.
There's no excuse for the kind of violence that we saw yesterday. It is counterproductive. When individuals get crowbars and start prying open doors to loot, they're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
Protesters looted and burned dozens of businesses and vehicles and threw rocks, bricks, bottles, and other objects at police. Gray's family called for rioting to stop late Monday night. In a sign of how much U.S.-Iranian relations have thawed as negotiations over Iran's nuclear file progress, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif Monday at the New York residence of Tehran's U.N. ambassador. VOA's United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
John Kerry arrived at the New York City townhouse, which under diplomatic protocol is considered Iranian territory. The U.S. and Iran broke diplomatic relations in 1979, and the two nations have only recently begun engaging over Tehran's nuclear program. A framework agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program was reached April 2nd in Switzerland between the six major powers and Iran. Secretary Kerry was upbeat on the progress of the Iranian nuclear talks.
I want you to know the hard work is far from over, and some key issues remain unresolved. But we are, in fact, closer than ever to the good, comprehensive deal that we have been seeking.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The United States has confirmed that Iran has intercepted a commercial cargo ship in Iranian waters and is sending a ship and aircraft to observe interaction. A Pentagon spokesman says the Marshall Islands flagship, the Maersk Tigris, was in Iranian national territorial waters when Iranian patrol vessels approached it. The Maersk was directed by Iranian officials to proceed deeper into Iranian waters, but declined, prompting one of the Iranian vessels to fire shots across its bow. The spokesman said the Maersk then complied with the Iranian order. The Pentagon says it has directed the USS Farragut to proceed to the nearest location of the Maersk Tigris and directed aircraft to monitor the situation from above. Indonesia is making final preparations for the execution of nine convicted drug traffickers, including eight foreigners, despite fierce protests from international rights groups and world leaders. One of the Australian death row inmates, Murian Sukumaran, will be killed by a firing squad at midnight local time, according to his mother, spoke with reporters on Tuesday. Officials have not given an exact time for the executions, but on Saturday they gave the prisoners a 72-hour notification of their deaths. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.